Good morning. It's the 3rd of December. Our middle reading for the day is Jonah chapter 4. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Pierce's book, The Prophets Before the Exile. These are Brother Pierce's concluding reflections. I read. Conclusions need only be brief, since many of the lessons of this fascinating book are evident. Despite his resistance, Jonah's faith in God is never in doubt, nor his recognition of God's utter supremacy. Nowhere does this receive greater expression than in the Psalm of Thanksgiving in chapter 2. His error was that of rebellion, sensing injustice in a command to offer mercy to a nation of violent, uncircumcised Gentiles, the enemies of Israel who were God's own people. Perhaps resenting the fact that God would judge Israel for their sins nevertheless. Jonah disputes with God, respectfully but determinedly, rather like Job of old. As one writer puts it, he would govern God's world better than God himself. And like Job of old, he had to learn the lesson of submission to the will of God, even when the way ahead is not altogether clear. It is a lesson we too, in common with all faithful servants, need to learn. Among the other features of this book is the astonishing gentleness of God. Jonah, brought back to the way of obedience by his near approach to death and his astounding deliverance, is not even rebuked, but simply told to carry out his commission with the reminder that it is God who bids him do it. When he cannot overcome his own bitter feelings at the escape of the Ninevites, God twice mildly interrogates him. Are you very angry? With the implied, should you be? This gentleness translates itself into mercy for the Ninevites, who are still willing to repent. Mercy for the thousands who know not yet the difference between right and wrong because of their tender youth. Mercy for a population for whom he has laboured, willing not that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, as we read in 2 Peter 3. Jonah found it hard to rejoice in the pardon of worshippers of idols, the enemies of his people. He had to learn that it is God's prerogative, and not that of his servant, to decide who shall receive his mercy. The lesson becomes pointed for us in these days of widespread evil, when we may feel genuine reluctance to desire the salvation of those whose lives are manifestly under the power of sin. Jonah may have thought the Ninevites to be the most unlikely and undeserving converts. But God demonstrated to him that there is no predicting who may repent and who may not, and that his judgment is stayed when there is a possibility of repentance. Until the manifest day of judgment come, we must cooperate with God in seeking the repentance of men for whom he has laboured, and find the strength to do this in realising the great riches we have received through the word of his grace. Thank you for listening to me.